Hello, everyone. My topic today, I'm going to talk about how the field of genetics helps to improve the health of men. As you know, the Surgeon General is the top United States public health educator whose purpose is to promote health, whose purpose is health promotion. A Family Health History Initiative was produced in order to teach residents how to gather the health history of their families through the field of genetics. The Surgeon General encourages Americans to gather information pertaining to their family histories at least two generations. Although 96% of Americans understand the importance of taking their histories, only one-third of individuals do so. So this Family History Initiative helps men to address diseases that are occurring in epidemic proportions, such as cardiovascular diseases and diabetes. So most of the diseases we see flourishing among men are preventable. It allows men to learn the medical histories of their families, and also they can transfer this information on to their children. The website of the Surgeon General Family Health History Initiative has a computerized tool called My Family Health Portrait to enable the nationwide community to gather the medical history of their families. Men can submit pertinent information pertaining to their family histories to their primary care physicians. This way, they'll allow their primary care physician to have accurate information pertaining to particular diseases. The Family Health Portrait, it begins with certain information such as the name, the gender, date of birth, whether you were born a twin, if you were adopted, your height, and your weight. Also, it asks if what diseases that manifest in your family, if any. It also asks for the age of diagnosis. Asks for the patient's race and ethnicity. When men have completed filling out their medical histories, they may fill out the medical histories of their biological parents. In order to obtain accurate information, they may have to speak with their parents or relatives. So often, in order to get an accurate history, this would not occur in just one setting. Next, the medical histories of their maternal grandparents, maternal and paternal grandparents are obtained. And also, they might have to ask their grandparents or also ask other family or friends in order to get accurate information. After observing their My Family Health Portrait, hopefully men will make behavior modifications to increase the quality of their lives, such as embracing healthy dietary lifestyles, adhering to regular exercise regimens, and receiving preventive health care attention. According to the World Health Organization, our level of health is influenced by many factors, such as genetics, the environment in which we live and work, the socioeconomic level, the education, type of social relationships, and the access to health care. And these factors are referred to as the social determinants of health. Some of the positive public health environmental factors include good sources of nutrition, clean air, clean water, ozone layer, exercise and recreation, and good sanitation. Some of the negative public health factors involve toxins, biological toxins, chemical toxins, poor water, poor air quality, ozone depletion, and noise pollution. Also, our healthy social behavior involves healthy relationships between men and their family members, friends, acquaintances, neighbors, to help build cohesive, healthy, and strong communities. This strong network leads to the production of a strong support system. So as you see, the genetics is just one factor. We all have healthy and unhealthy genes, but we see that the social determinants also helps influence the manifestations of various disorders. Some of our current and future genetic social issues involves health disparities involving men and health prevention involving men. Also, we look at our racial groups, ethnic groups, socioeconomic groups, and insured versus uninsured groups. As far as advocacy, there's a bill that was recently passed. It was called the GINA Bill. And stands for Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act. It took 13 years for this bill and various nonprofit organizations to advocate to protect people of from being discriminated against by their genetic makeup, because we all have healthy as well as unhealthy genes that we inherit. So they didn't want anyone to be discriminated against involving employment opportunities and also health care insurance. Some of the future usage of genetics and genomics is involving genomics, personalized medicine. So that's when you take someone's age, gender, health, weight, diet, everything about them in consideration when you're providing health care to them. So you use a man's genotype can be used to tailor his health care needs through factors such as disease stratification, also medication selection. So certain people genetically will be able to treat better through the field of pharmacogenetics or pharmacogenomics, and also using specific therapy geared towards the genetic makeup of the patient and preventive health care. And that's it. All right, thank you.